This Thursday, 100 Homes Jacksonville kicks off its second Rapid Results campaign to find permanent affordable housing for at least 100 people who live on the streets, in the woods, and under highway overpasses in Duval County. Sean Liu with the Department of Veterans Affairs says the first 100-day housing push from March through mid-June forced organizations and community groups to look for effective but unconventional solutions. Shared housing was one idea.
It kind of mirrors the experiences they had in the camps and in the shelters. And what we find a lot, too, is when somebody moves from a shelter with a lot of noise, a lot of people, into a place of their own, the silence is maddening. So being able to put them in a place that they have familiar company, a little bit of community, has been huge.
100 Homes Jacksonville is a consortium of community groups and charitable organizations dedicated to ending chronic homelessness by December 2015. Shannon Nasworth, the head of Ability Housing for Northeast Florida, says once that's accomplished, they'll have the resources to help out in emergencies.
If we can deal with the individuals that have been homeless the longest and get them into permanent housing and out of the homeless system, then we have a system that is able to take a family or an individual when they fall into homelessness and catch them really fast and get them back out of homelessness.
The second 100-day campaign runs from August 1st through mid-November. There are an estimated 3,500 homeless people living in Duval County. Nearly 2,000 homeless children attend Duval County public schools. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.